We're back for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm Kent Nicholas, your co-host, along with my co-host Al Corns, who is on a well-deserved break this week. And we're going to continue to highlight the classic Buck Clayton jam sessions that were cut on Columbia Records between 1953 and 1956, as we did in the first hour. And we're going to continue with a little item out of the Count Basie book called Rockabye Basie, written by Count Basie and the tenor sax man in the Basie band at that time, the president, Lester Young. And the personnel here includes Ruby Graff on cornet, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Benny Green, Dickie Harris on trombone, the great master of the tenor sax, father of the tenor sax, Coleman Hawkins, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Al Washington on piano, Steve Jordan on guitar, Milt Hinton, the judge, on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Now, if my memory serves me right, and I'll stand corrected after we listen to this track, this is the only jazz tap dance solo on a jazz record that I know of by a fellow named Jazz Ackerman.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, Rockabye Basie, written by the Count himself, along with his tenor sax man, Lester Young. That was from the Buck Clayton Jam Session on Columbia Records, cut in March 15th of 1955 in New York City. And the personnel there were the leader, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Ruby Brath on cornet, Benny Green on trombone, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Steve Jordan on guitar, the Judge Milt Hinton on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and of course, that fine tap dance work was done by a gentleman named Jack Ackerman, who did some nice improvisation with his feet. Now we're going to turn to a track that was written by Avery Parrish, the piano man in the Jimmy Lunceford band, back in the late 30s, early 40s. And this song was so popular, it was called like the national anthem of the South Side of Chicago, and was a huge hit, and everybody was playing it. And Buck Clayton, the leader of the jam sessions on Columbia, picked that one out to fill out his recording on Columbia. And on this particular track, of course, we've got the leader, Buck Clayton, on trumpet. Ruby Braff is back on cornet. And they brought in Billy Butterfield on trumpet. So we had three horn men here. J.C. Higginbotham on trombone. Tyree Glenn on trombone. He may have played one chorus on Vibes. We'll have to see. Coleman Hawkins is back on tenor sax, the Hawk. Great rhythm guitarist Steve Jordan on Walter Page on bass. And let's listen to After Hours. Thank you. Ah, yes, that was a classic rendition of After Hours, a great composition written by Avery Parrish, the pianist in the Jimmy Lunceford band. And that was another track from our famous Buck Clayton Columbia jam sessions that were cut between 1953 and 1956 in New York City. I had three horn men here, Ruby Braff on cornet, Buck Clayton on, and Buddy Butterfield on trumpet. J.C. Higginbotham was on trombone. You also heard on trombone Tyree Glenn, who also played a chorus on Vibes. The Hawk, the senior member of the tenor sax aggregation, Julie Dash on tenor sax, is also here. That Avery Parrish-type piano was by one Ken Kersey, Steve Jordan on rhythm guitar, Walter Page on bass out of the old Basie band, Bobby Donaldson on drums. Going to return now on our salute to the Buck Clayton Columbia Jam Sessions with another Basie item, Rockabye Basie, written by... No, we're going to do... I'm sorry, we're going to do Jumpin' at the Woodside, written by Basie. And let's see, that's CD 2, track 4. And so we're going to have on this personnel Buck Clayton and Joe Newman on trumpet. Joe Newman was in the Basie band at that time. Herbie Green and Trummy Young on trombone. Trummy Young was in the Louis Armstrong band at that time. Lem Davis on alto sax. The giant of the tenor sax, Coleman Hawkins. Charlie Fox on baritone sax, who was also in the Basie band at that time. Billy Kyle on piano. And a great rhythm section of Freddie Green on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, Joe Jones on drums. This is Jumpin' at the Woodside. Thank you. Jumping at the Woodside, and a thing written by Count Basie, and that was a staple in the Count Basie Orchestra all down through the years. And, of course, Buck Clayton, having been in the Count Basie trumpet section for several years, probably at least a decade, he decided that he should revive that thing for his jam session on the Columbia Records. And so now we're going to turn to a little item called A Lean Baby. And on this particular track, we've got Buck Clayton, of course, back on trumpet. Joe Newman, the Basie band, joins him on trumpet. Benny Green on trombone. Benny Powell on trombone, who was doing some work for the Basie band at that time. Lem Davis on alto sax. Julian Dash on tenor sax. Charlie Fowlkes on baritone sax out of the Basie band. Sir Charles Thompson, who plays in the Count Basie style on piano. Freddie Green, who was in the Basie band at that time. And Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums, who were in the Basie band for probably 10 years. This is their original Bud Clayton jam session cut in New York City on December 14th of 1953. These jam sessions ran from December 14th of 53 through March 5th of 1956, and they're all classics. So let's listen to this particular rendition of Lean Baby. Thank you. Nice Easy Swinger picked out by the leader of the jam sessions on Columbia, Buck Clayton, great trumpet man who was targeted by the A&R men at Columbia to put together some really long jam sessions after the 12-inch LP came into four. And that was Buck on trumpet. Joe Newman out of the Basie Band on trumpet, Herbie Green, Benny Powell on trombone, Lem Davis on alto sax, Julian Dash on tenor sax, Charlie Falks on baritone out of the Basie Band, Cyril Charles Thompson, who did his Basie like best, and Freddie Green on guitar out of the Basie Band, Walter Page and Joe Jones, that formerly were in the Basie Band. That was cut in New York City on December 14th of 53. Well, I hope you enjoyed these elongated tracks by the Buck Clayton jam session on Columbia, and they're real classics, and they've held up well over the years, and make for some great listening. We want to remind you that we are here on the Feeling of Jazz every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 on Lakeshore 89.1 FM, so we hope you'll visit us again next Sunday night for some more swinging sounds. We're going to close out the show with another track from the Buck Clayton Columbia Jam Sessions. This is his rendition of Rodgers and Hart's composition, Blue Moon. And this is a little different personnel, and it's kind of interesting. And besides Buck on trumpet, we got Joe Thomas on trumpet, the great Herbie Green on trombone, Trummy Young on trombone, but they bring in Woody Herman on clarinet. Of course, Woody Herman had a swinging herd big band at that time, and so he was brought into the studio for this particular track and adds a lot of spice to the rendition. We also have Lem Davis on alto sax, Al Cohn, Julian Dash on tenor sax. Let's listen to Rodgers and Hart's composition by the Buck Clayton All-Stars, Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. Thank you.